Christ, I ask these things. Amen. Amen. All right, guys, come on up. We're going to take up our offering. One, two, three. And four. JT. Amen. All right. Tanner, would you stand and pray for the offering, please?
Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for a place where we can come together and hear what great things you are doing in our lives, God. And I pray for this offering. I pray for the upbuilding of your kingdom. I pray that you will use it for your glory, that you will be magnified on high, that you will be honored in everything that we do. God, we love you and we praise you for what you have done and what you're going to do in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Or fist bumps or whatever. Spend a time greeting one another for a few minutes.
Thank you.
Well, good morning. My voice is about just now coming back, so forgive me. They make fun of me because Thursday night you couldn't even hear me talk at all. So they give me a hard time. But before we sing, we got a few songs for you, and a few of them want to just tell you their decisions that they made this week. But there is. Can you turn me down just a little bit there? Thank you. Our verse, as most of y'all know, and if you don't know, our youth group is called Elevation 412. And so I wanted to read our verse to you before we started, because it goes along with what Brian was saying. It's found in 1 Timothy chapter number 4, verse 12, if you want to turn there. You don't have to, but I'll read it here in a second. But Paul was telling Timothy was a very young man in the faith, and he was trying to teach and trying to preach the people where he was at. And Paul tells Timothy this: let no one or no man despise your youth, but be an example of the believers. And he gives this list: in word, and how we speak, in our conversation or our daily walk of life. He says, in charity, and how we love each other and how we love people around us. He says, within our spirit as well, and how we have faith, and in our purity. See, that is our prayer for our group, is that we will be an example, this whether we're young or old. See, Paul wasn't just telling Timothy that. He was telling us that. He was saying, hey, it doesn't matter how old you are in the faith. He said this. He said, be an example to people around you. Let them see God in you. That is my prayer for these guys. That's my prayer for us and for you guys out there, that we are an example to people around us. So We're gonna worship God this morning, and if you know the songs, we would love for you to sing along with us.
Even if you don't know the songs, sing along.
But these kids are excited, and so I hope you enjoy the songs. Listen to the message behind all the songs, because that's what makes the song. It's not the music. It's the words in the song.
Every dream. That's right. Just one time. what I believe. And I will believe for greater things. There's no power like the power of Jesus. So let faith arise, let all agree. There's no power like the power of Jesus. I will believe, come on, for greater things. There's no power like the power of Jesus. Let faith arise, let all agree. There's no power like the power of Jesus.
This song talks about, the name of this song is Christ Be Magnified. And if you haven't heard this song, what it's saying is this, that God needs to be magnified. When you take a magnifier to something, it gets bigger, right? And so God says, hey, I want you to magnify your life with me, for me. That's the wrong song, guys. But that's what God is telling us. He wants us to magnify our life for Him. He wants our lives to be so much filled with Him that it can't but come out of our lives and show. And so that's what this song is talking about. So join us as we sing this song.
Thank you.
Right, like I said earlier, we're going to let some of them tell you guys the decisions that they've made. And so it's awesome to see how God works. And he works even when you don't think he's going to work. And he works in ways that are better than my ways. His plan is better than my plan. And so this morning I want them to tell you guys what God has done through them.
Okay, I'll go first. Thank you guys so much for helping us go, and lives have been changed.
Amen.
I just wanted to say that I am very thankful for the support and love that y'all showed us. Camp was the best experience, and we couldn't have done it without y'all's support. Thank you.
Amen. Who's next?
I have decided to rededicate my life to Christ.
I just wanted to say thank you and that I got saved.
Yeah!
For me, I would like to say thank you to everyone for letting us go, and I got saved too.
I just want to thank you guys for letting us go to camp, and also I got saved.
I just wanted to say thank you to everyone for letting us go to camp.
Thank you.
Thank you guys for giving us the opportunity to go to camp, and I rededicated my life to the Lord.
Thank you all for your support and your donations to help us go to camp. I also rededicated my life to Christ.
Thank you for letting us go to camp.
Thank you for letting me go to camp, because I learned that you can always run from Christ, but you never hide from his love.
Amen.
Got saved.
Thank you.
Thank you for letting us go to camp. I had a lot of fun with the boys.
I want to thank you for letting us go to camp. This was my last week as a camper, and I enjoyed it.
Thank you for giving us the opportunity to go to camp.
Thank you for raising the money for us to go to camp.
I'm so glad I get to see all these people who got saved. I went to a different camp. It's called Camp Electric. I got the opportunity to go and praise Jesus. It was a worship camp, and where there's like all different kinds of musicians, and it was really a great experience, and I'm so glad I met so many people who love God and are pursuing him through music, which is what I want to do as well. So I just had a great experience.
All right, I got my book ready.
I'm
just kidding. I'll let Tanner do the preaching. First off, of course, I want to thank you guys all for camp. As Tanner said, our voices are almost gone. For us girl leaders, it's from worship. The guys, it's from worship, but also being a guy counselor. Man, what an honor and what a privilege this past week has been. I'm going to be real honest with you guys. You know how Miss Reba, every year, she has like a word that the Lord is teaching her, working with her. My word thing that the Lord's been teaching me this year is on spiritual warfare. Stop, please. Is on spiritual warfare and just how much of it we are, how much we are truly fighting the enemy. It's not just weird coincidences. And when I say that the Lord, or not the Lord, said the enemy was attacking our teens this week, he most definitely was. If something bad could have happened, it about did. We had one of our teens go to the ER. we had... he's okay. He's here to testify. So, so we had that incident. We had different pieces left at home. Dr. B had to come all the way to Tennessee to drop some stuff off. Glasses, multiple glasses were broken. People forgot their pillows. It was just seemed like one thing after another. And on Tuesday night, being honest with you guys, I was so discouraged because camp was not going how I thought camp should go. And during the nighttime worship, towards the end of it, I got plumb mad and I was like, Dad, blame it. This is not because of poor teaching, but it was just not how I thought it should go. And the Lord, I could hear the Lord tell me, he's like, Sarah, why are you trying to put me in a box? Worship doesn't have to look like this. An altar call doesn't have to look like how I'm used to. You can do, I can work in your small group. I can work at the back in the cabin. I could work while you're eating breakfast. And I was like, okay, God. And I shared with the girls Tuesday night. I was like, I'm going to be real honest with y'all. I said, the Lord spoke to me about me quit trying to stop put him in a box or whatever. Wednesday morning, one girl leader, Casey Bird, had the great idea that we were going to do the big bad bluff run. Never again. The Lord brought us through it. It wasn't a run. I don't know how those teens. It was a mountain. My legs were shaking just walking down it. But the Lord worked in mysterious ways on our green team. The top five people who finished got a shirt. We were literally dead last, but only six people from our green team did it, so we got a shirt. Even though we did not come in first, by no means, we literally were the last ones. But Wednesday morning, all that to say, Wednesday morning I woke up, and as I was getting ready to almost die on that bluff run, it was just like the sweetest spirit, and I was like, God's going to do something great. And sure enough, Wednesday night, that is when the walls came tumbling down. You'll see in the slideshow, there are some really sweet, precious pictures of our girls in our small group time. It's okay to cry. We talked about that. it's okay to show emotions. It's okay to raise a hand. It's okay to say amen. But you'll see in our slideshow, and it was like God's like, I showed you, because it doesn't matter the quality of the speaker. Our speaker, he was good. He was smart, but he was young. And honestly, I think he just, he was young. He was a young pastor. It doesn't matter about that. God can use anybody. And that's what the Lord really touched my heart of just, stop trying to put him in a box. We can have church service in our small group time. We can have church service if we were to take the girls out for breakfast. But that it doesn't necessarily, there's not, this isn't just church. People can get saved. And I'd say most of our girls, whenever they accepted the Lord as their Savior, they rededicated it. It was during that small group time. So I just want to thank you guys. I do ask for your prayers, though, because like I said, the enemy is so trying to attack us. And one of our girls said, I'm just so sick of going through all of the motions of stuff. I want something real. And I feel like that needs to be all of our, you know, all of our hearts, all of our, challenge to all of us. You know, let's not go through the motions of church, you know, doing, checking off the boxes because that's what good Christians do. You know, let's come here, let's worship, let's be together with an open heart and let God move how he wants to. So thank you guys again. We love y'all. And please pray for us because, you know, now we're back to reality. And now's when the enemy's going to try to dampen our lights, but we're going to let our light shine. So.
Just validating and continuing to what Sarah was speaking. You know, you come to the camp with certain expectations or with prayer requests, and one of mine was that those teens and even us will experience God on a level that had never before. And coming from that expectations, I was in a way disappointed because I'm like, the preacher is not addressing the things that I think he should be addressing, or it's not looking the way it should be looking. But God showed me the other way through the experience that I'm going to share in a little bit. But he said, child, you can grumble all you want. I'm still going to accomplish my purpose. Right. I'm still going to do what I plan to do in that camp. Amen. Boy, that brings you down to the level that he wants you, that he wants your heart. He wants your humble heart. Well, at this point, you're probably wondering why I'm wearing that shirt and I stick out like a sore thumb. Well, I'm a survivor. The big bed laugh. It was truly a bad idea. But I love Casey. I love Sarah. And I love Camden going with us and giving their hearts. Guys, if it wasn't because of them, I probably wouldn't be here. Because it was rough. It was like climbing the steps to heaven. Every single step was a trial. And in that journey in life, we are guaranteed to experience trials. And what matters is that perseverance, that integrity that we have. There was a girl before me that was almost down to the ground. She was breaking down. Her panic mode came in. She was not able to breathe, but everybody behind her was cheering her on. At one time, they stopped and prayed for her. I was thankful for that because I needed a break. And the funny thing is, so I have that smart watch on me, and I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to check my heart rate. Well, it was 190. And I'm like, okay, Lord, we can do it. I'm used to it, okay? The next thing I turn around, it was 238. And Casey started to panic. She's going to have a heart attack. I just look at the wrong reading. I was okay. I survived. It was truly challenging. But I wanted to share some of the experience. If you can show the pictures.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. This is JoJo. And God used him in a mighty way to speak to my heart. Just watching him. So we left the chapel probably sometime in the morning, and he just went away, and he sat on the rock. I think at that point, Tanner was running after him to make sure he was okay. But what Joe was doing faithfully and humbly was sitting on the rock, that is Jesus, the very strong foundation. And despite all the chaos and all the rumbling of the camp, he could have that intimate word with God. And I'm like, Lord, this is that quick obedience that he's calling us to. When he's calling, we come because he wants our hearts. He wants our minds and our souls and everything in us. The rest of the world doesn't matter. It's that intimate conversations that you have with him. During the service, the director of the camp always gave the opportunity to share something that stood out to them, something that the Lord laid on their hearts. Joe was always faithful. He would stand up and praise the Lord. And guys, we might not be able to understand what he's saying, but it was meant for the Lord's ears.
Amen.
He was praising him with his heart.
Yes.
So worship on the mountain is the attitude of our hearts. This is what he wants. No words are needed, but what's here. Next picture, please. So this is the chapel, and they always had the door closed. We had chapel twice in the morning and in the afternoon. The door was always closed. And as the time was nearing, so were their expectations and attitude coming up. They were poor inside of the church. They were screaming, "Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, open the door." They couldn't wait to go and worship him in freedom with their entire hearts. And the last one. So we had a talent show that anybody who signed up could perform. And Gracie decided to sing my song, "My Jesus." It's beautiful. She has a beautiful voice. And she was standing there alone on the stage, singing beautifully to the Lord. And at one point, her voice started to shift because her emotions were running high. And just as she wanted to continue to sing, Mackenzie came up from the crowd from behind, and with all the rest of the girls and some other girls from the camp, stood behind her, lifted her up, encouraged her. And she finished the song beautifully.
Amen.
This is the fellowship that matters. When we're struggling, when there are weaknesses in us, when we go back to the same things that we swear we'd never go back again to, we need each other. The army of believers, the dry bonds that have been breathed with life, and the Holy Spirit with them. We can walk that road alone. Thank you.
I had to take notes because I would think of things and then forget. So I wrote some things down. But, you know, we go to camp every year since I've been here. Camp is different every year. But the one thing that is true is our teens look forward to it. They love camp. It is their level. It is teenagers of their size. They understand their minds. It's just amazing. The worship is amazing, and our teenagers, let's be honest, right? We were raised in traditions of our churches, and it's just amazing to see them worshiping the Lord, and as long as it's a sound Christian song, I love it. I love that they can get out there and praise with other believers of their age. Well, we got there. We got everything set up. And the kids literally don't even care if they make their beds. They want to get in there. They want to put their stuff down. And they are ready to go have fun. So, you know, we are always we're just taking it in and getting everybody situated. And, you know, we go on Mondays. When you get there, it's just kind of a calm day until dinner. And then after dinner is the first night at chapel. And they were really nervous there. You know, first they didn't get it. You know, they wanted to get up, but they weren't as anxious as I was expecting. And by that evening, they were just on fire. You could just tell that they were ready to worship and praise and enjoy each other and already made friends and met their campers from last year that were there. So they were all praising. Our boys are a little more reserved. And the first night, they didn't so much get out there and worship with them. But by night two, they were all out there with their arms around each other, worshiping together. And if you can be there, it's the most amazing thing. The Spirit is so rich. And you just can't help but praise him. You can't help but freely worship him without any cares. And if there's one, some of the most special things is worship there. Yes. And then we sit down and they have chapel and they take notes. We all take notes. And then we do small group, which was new this year. We had not done small group before. But our teens are used to that because we do small group over there where we talk about things that are very important. And then we go off and guys go to one room and girls go to the cafe, and we have a small group where they can talk to us about anything. The one thing about teenagers is they don't tell you their secrets. They don't tell you much. You know very superficially. So over the years of us getting to know them, this year has been my favorite because I got to see really walls come down and them to truly talk to us and confide in us and say, hey, look at this, or look at this, or I enjoyed this. And kids that don't speak, our little introverts that just sit in the back and they don't talk, we got to really enjoy them. And they'll come and they'll give you a hug. Very rare. So just to see that over the years and get to watch them grow and flourish and to build that bond with you, because kids don't just talk to anyone. They have to build a bond with you first, and they have to trust that you're not going to go out and tell other people, that you're going to keep it in this small group. And I really got to see that this week, and I got to see Annabelle like flourish. It was the sweetest thing. It literally fed my soul for two nights. I kept waking up and having to tell Marzina about it. And it was just so sweet. And as you get to know these kids, I really, 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 really suggest pick a kid in this group and pray for them, because they need your prayer. One of their biggest things was it's such a warm feeling here at camp, and then they're going to go right back to school. And the devil is real, and he is in our schools. But Jesus is in our schools too. So some of the other things, I am squirreling, but some of the other things are our teens are hungry. They're hungry for the Lord. And us as a church body, I think we, all of us could do better, instead of sitting on a church pew, sitting with them one day. Or if you see them having a bad day, go talk to them. If they're not having a bad day, but just acknowledge their existence, because some teenagers don't think anyone cares. They think that they're just existing. And this week, I think some of our kids really got to see that they're not just existing. God has a plan, and his plan is better than any plan we have. And the hands raised. Okay. So I was raised Catholic. I did not come to know the Lord till I was 21, but I was never told to put your hands up in prayer. I was told you sit on that church pew, you be quiet, and that's what you do. You get on your knees, and you go home. This week was the first time I actually put my hands up. Amen. And praise God. Amen. And to see these kids, in the slideshow, you'll get to see it. But to see their hands in front of you, praising him so freely, is something I would love to see more of. And God convicted my heart about it. No one cares. And if you do it, other people are going to do it. And just them singing, and I mean, my child's hands, I could see her nails painted up there. And it was the sweetest thing I have felt. So it was just amazing. And our boys just singing, and like I said, boys are different. They are different. God did not give me any sons because I have a husband that's enough. I didn't know that at first, but I know now. But to get to watch these boys truly worship him is amazing. And I truly was humbled this week. And one of the things I would love is for our church just to continue to walk alongside them. When you pay for camp, it's expensive. But it's not just a payment. It's their lifelong. Amen. It's a lifelong commitment to them. And it's something that down the road, I never got to go to church camp. But down the road, they're going to look back and say, hey, at church camp, I did this. They're going to tell their children. So I just want to thank you guys so much. And I just pray that as a church body, we would all just continue to grow and get on fire for God. And let everyone out there see. Let us church continue to grow. And I want people to be like, I want to go to that church because they are amazing, even outside of these four walls. So I thank y'all, and I love y'all so much.
Good morning. Hey.
Hey.
Good morning. Hey, yeah, there we go. There we go. Thank you for trusting us with your children. I mean, I kind of had to go because both my younger ones went, so I knew that would be too much for anybody.
We're glad you came, Terry.
So I don't know about Tanner, but being in the boys' dorm, it felt like every day they were auditioning for the Three Stooges, and I couldn't figure out which one was Larry, Moe, or Curly, and they just kept switching and it is so difficult to fall asleep when you can't stop laughing, okay? It was many, many sleepless hours. So my goal, personal goal for this trip was to get to know our guys more. We only spend, you know, we have Wednesday evening, we have a little bit of time on Sunday morning, and that's just not enough time to get to really know somebody. So spending this entire week, I now know a lot more than I ever wanted to know or needed to know, honestly. But I love each and every kid that went, including the girls. They're awesome. We did get to share a lot after chapel service because we did sit down and have a specific time that we were supposed to talk about the lesson that went on in chapel. We used that time to talk about other things like personal boundaries, having personal space, keeping your hands to yourself. But we also had some very, very serious times. The kids were able to share some of their internal hurts, some of the things that they're dealing with. And it was just a fantastic blessing just to be there and to get to know them better. So thank you for, like I said, allowing me to go because it was fantastic. If we were headed out tomorrow, I would be ready because I'm ready to go. It was awesome. Let's see. I did learn a lot about myself there. I know every person on the stage learned more about themselves. But something that I learned about myself was I lied to them. I told them that I don't like to play sports. It's not that I don't like to play sports. It's just I am fearful. I get like, oh my gosh, I'm going to go out there and do stuff. They pitted the counselors. They put all the counselors together. There was a dodgeball tournament. You know how I should have got a shirt for surviving yes. Dodgeball.
Terry, you killed them.
I did get somebody out. And a tug of war. So we had counselor tug of war. You know, we were the smallest group. We crushed them. Crushed them. We also had the basketball game that unfortunately Tanner couldn't participate. So I had to do my best, Tanner. I had to act like Tanner and do my best. But I was so fearful, and I began to wonder, it's like, why am I so fearful? Why did I say that I hated to compete? When I really don't, I thoroughly enjoyed it. And then I realized that it was about something that was a lot deeper, something that the Lord has been working on me for a long time, and that's rejection. It's like I never felt like I was good enough. I never felt like people even wanted me on their team. I was on the playing with the kids' ultimate frisbee. I was not the first one picked. I wasn't the last. But I was like second to the last. So you know how that makes me feel? Like, oh, crap. But
you were good.
I showed him real fast who was good, though. But anyway, so the Lord revealed to me, he's like, look, you've got that deeper issue, and I am going to work with you through it. And you know what? Even though you're afraid, even though you get locked up and you make up an excuse that I hate this, you know what? If he calls me to do something, I'm going to do it afraid. It's okay. And he's shown me that multiple times. Hey, he calls you to do something, he's going to equip you. He's going to walk with you. He is going to be right there. And even if I was the worst player out there, my value in God's eyes was never diminished one bit. He still loved me. Okay? And I wanted to convey that to the kids. We had the last lesson that we had was on Mephibosheth. King David showed this amazing grace to Mephibosheth, who pretty much could be seen as his enemy. He took Mephibosheth, who was lame in both feet. He was hiding. He was hiding from God's blessing. He was hiding from King David. King David said, No. I know who you are. Even though I know who you are, I'm still going to show this grace to you, and you are going to dine at the king's table for the rest of your life. You're at my table. And I don't know about the kids here, but the Pastor Sam, he just knocked that one out of the park, and there were many tears coming from this person, understanding that I am chosen. Despite myself, despite my limitations, despite my brokenness, despite my past, despite my sin, I was still chosen no matter what. So I just want to thank you again. Like I said, when we get to go next year, I'm on board. I'm ready to go. This was awesome. I love your kids. Maybe not tomorrow. We might not go back. Maybe it'll take a year. Okay. Maybe I'm lying again. I don't know. But I love you, and I thank you. Thank you all for the opportunity.
So it's awesome to see how God works through our teenagers. It's awesome to see how God works throughout the year. So I'll give you just a little bit of this year. In February, God impressed it on me to study the Beatitudes. If you've never studied the Beatitudes, I encourage you to do that. We're going to look at a few of them this morning. But then in end of June or beginning of end of May or something like that, God says, hey, I want you to do that same study that you did with me. I want you to do that study with the teenagers. And so it's awesome just how God works. And then we get to camp and we are studying that same thing. So I want to look at two of them. In Matthew chapter 5, you don't have to turn there, but I'm just going to read them. Verse number 3 and verse number 4. Verse 3 says this: blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Real fast, I just want to go over these two. Blessed are the poor in spirit. The word poor in there does mean beggar. But I think it's more than that. I think God tells us he wants us to be humbled in his spirit. Amen. That he wants us to seek him, and he wants us to have a humble heart and a humble spirit about us. And he says, if we do that, then he will show us the kingdom of heaven. Not just when we get to heaven, but now, right now. And can I tell you something real fast? Tuesday night, Elijah got saved. And I didn't know what was going on. I had been disappointed, or not discouraged, the whole week. And God says, hey, just sit back and wait and watch me work. And I said, okay, God. So Sarah, we were getting ready for a game, and I was up there where the game was being held, and Sarah was talking to Elijah, and I didn't know where they were at, but I was getting ready for a game, and I hear Sarah call from behind. And I turn around, and if you have never seen the aura of God, God just peeled back his door and said, here's your faithfulness. You're faithful to me, so I'm going to just show you something. And there was an aura around her. There was an aura around Kinsley and Miriam and all the ones that made a decision. And guys, it was like they were glowing. And if you haven't seen that, it is so awesome. It is so awesome to see what God does when we are faithful to Him and we seek out His Word and we seek out His Spirit and we seek out His will for our lives, He's going to put us up in heavenly places. But then verse number 4 says this, "Blessed are they that mourn." It doesn't mean to be sad necessarily. That means we recognize that we've done something against God in disobedience to Him. And we recognize we need a Savior. And we recognize that we need Him in our lives. And He says, when you do that, I'm going to comfort you. So, let me challenge you. We're all broken. Yeah. We all have parts of us that we got to have fixed with God. Be mournful towards God. Be repentantful towards God. Work on your relationship with God. Because when we do that, He comforts us. And He doesn't just comfort us with His Spirit. He brings people around us and loves on us and helps us and helps us to grow. That's what He's meaning by being comforted. And it's awesome to see these young people look unto God. Amen. And that's my challenge for us this morning. Amen. So I'm going to pray, and then we got a short little video we're going to show about this camp, and then I'll let Brian come up and finish. So let's pray. Father, we thank You. God, You are so amazing, and You are so awesome, and man, You are merciful and graceful towards us each and every day. God, I pray that we don't let a fire burn out this morning, but God, we let it just roar through us. That way that people will not see us. It's not about me, and it's not about Terry, and it's not about Casey or Marzina or Pastor Brian or Miss Melissa. It's about You and what You have done through us. God, I thank You for the decisions that were made. I thank You for Your work that was done. God, I pray that You will help us to come alongside these young people. And God, I pray that You will help us to disciple them. And not just throw them to the wolves, but to help them to learn and to grow and to become a disciple of Christ. God, thank You that You gave me the strength. Thank You that You are returning my voice. And thank You that You are just an awesome God. God, we love You and we praise You for what You're going to do through these young people and through our church. In Jesus' name, amen. Joe, you can go ahead and play the video.
Till I met You. up at the times I've called your name some broken night. And you showed up and patched me up like you do every time. I get amnesia. I forget that you keep coming around. Yeah, ain't no way you ever let me down. Down. Good God Almighty, I hope you find me praising your name no matter what comes. 'Cause I know where I'd be without your mercy. So I keep praising your name at the top of my lungs. Tell me, is he good?
He's good.
Tell me, is he God? You say your love goes on forever, that your mercy never stops. So why would I assume you'll be somebody that you're not? Like sun in the morning, I know you're gonna be there every day. So what on earth could make me be afraid? Good God Almighty, God of this city, you're the king of these people, you're the lord of this nation. You're the light in this darkness, you're the hope to the hopeless, you're the peace to the restless. You are. There is no one like our God. Is no one like our God. The greater things have yet to come, and greater things are still to be done in this city. Greater things have yet to come, and greater things are still to be done in this city. You're the God of this city, you're the king of this people, you're the lord of this nation. You are. You're the light in this darkness.
God. For greater things have yet to come, and greater things are still to be done in this city. Greater things have yet to come, and greater things are still to be done. We believe, we believe in you, God. Greater things have yet to come, and greater things are still to be done in this city. Greater things have yet to come, and greater things are still to be done here.
Look forward to next year as a building. But you know what? God's not done with them now.